Hey there, welcome along. I hope you have had a fantastic weekend. It's me, Damien, back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for May 25th, 2020. This is our snapshot of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. So for years now, folks have been excited about RCS messaging as being the true successor to SMS and MMS messages and an open competitor to Apple's iMessage. However, one thing that iMessage has long offered that RCS could not at launch was the ability to know your messages are secure thanks to end-to-end encryption. For an oversimplified explanation of end-to-end encryption, your message is encrypted on your device in such a way that it can only be decrypted and read on the recipient's device, meaning no one should be able to snoop on your conversation if intercepted. In the latest dog food build of Google Messages 6.2, we found that work is well underway to allow you to send end-to-end encrypted messages via RCS. In fact, there are a total of 12 new strings in the app that make reference to encryption. For now, there aren't enough details to know for sure what the exact requirements are for using this end-to-end encryption, though it is possible that both parties will need to be using the Google Messages app, though this could change once more apps do gain support for the messaging standard. What we do know for certain is that both the sender and the recipient will need to have a good internet connection simultaneously for these end-to-end encrypted RCS messages to go through. If either of you has a poor connection, Google Messages will offer to send your message through SMS or MMS as a fallback method. Before sending in this way, though, the app will remind you that SMS and MMS are not encrypted and ask for your consent to send them. Interestingly, it looks like Google Messages will also have extra protections in place for your end-to-end encrypted RCS messages. For example, you'll be able to set whether other Android apps that have permission to see your messages can also see your encrypted messages. You'll also be reminded that your messages are encrypted when sharing your location. As all of this is only just beginning to appear in a dog food build of Google Messages, we still have a bit of waiting to do before end-to-end encryption arrives for RCS. That said, it's clear Google wants RCS to be a legitimate competitor to iMessage, matching it in both features like message reactions for the everyday user and ones like encryption for the more security conscious. The Samsung Galaxy Note 10 series helped set the foundation for Samsung's 2020 lineup of flagship smartphones, and it seems the Galaxy Note 20 series is going to keep that same look going yet again. High quality renders of the Galaxy Note 20 have shown its design, camera array, and reveal it may have a larger display too. In these CAD-based renders, we can see that the Galaxy Note 20's design is going to be a lot like its predecessor. The Galaxy Note 10 did have subtle curves and a boxy design, which is basically identical to what was seen in these renders and also what we saw in a previous Note 20 leak. The phone also appears to have the same placement for the USB-C port and the S Pen silo. There's also still no headphone port here either. The device has dimensions measuring at 165mm long, 77.2mm wide, and 7.6mm thick, excluding that camera bump, of course. The only clear change in the design is that camera module is bigger. The Note 10 Plus did have three camera sensors on a single slim module on the left, the time of flight sensor and flash on the right side with those cutouts on the glass. The Note 20 Plus, on the other hand, will apparently put all of that within a big squarish camera module. There are still three camera sensors, but rumour has it Samsung may ditch that time of flight sensor. That camera bump too will pop out just like on the S20 Ultra, with a thickness of 10.7mm at the thickest point. Really, it looks like this phone is just going to be a mashup of the Note 10 and S20, not that that of course is a bad thing. According to OnLeaks, the Galaxy Note 20 Plus will have a slightly larger 6.9-inch display compared to the Note 10 Plus's 6.8-inch display. If we had to guess, that extra screen space is partially shaved off for the bottom bezel. That display still has a punch-hole cutout for the selfie camera though. With all of that said, we're still expecting the Note 20 series to arrive in August, so a little longer to wait to see it in the flesh. Adobe appears to be testing out a strategy that Microsoft was bashed for not long ago. With some users, Adobe seems to be showing advertisements for its other Android applications within the operating system's share menu. You're probably wondering how this is possible. Well, using an app already installed on your device, Adobe is using the Share and Open With menus on Android to insert placeholder options that prompt you to download a different application. For example, opening an image might prompt you to open Adobe Photoshop Express, or opening a PDF might prompt you to install Acrobat. Sound familiar? Well, Microsoft tried to get away with the same thing last year to plenty of backlash. Eventually, the company ended up ditching this strategy. Well, hopefully, Adobe will do the same before rolling out this option more widely. Technically, though, the company shouldn't be able to get away with this in the first place, as Google actually requires apps on the Play Store to keep ads, and these are definitely ads, within the app itself. And finally, you may remember the leaks of the OnePlus wireless earbuds that are set to arrive alongside the OnePlus Z. Well, now it looks like, according to a recent leak, they will be called somewhat originally the OnePlus Buds. On top of that, they'll even look a lot like AirPods. So not particularly original, but hey ho, another pair of truly wireless earbuds to choose from in the not too distant future. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the weekend and past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, and via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.